Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Halftime brought to you by Heart Cigars and Pipes Lounge, just off 680 and 48th Street next to Cubby's. It's Heart Cigars and Pipes Lounge.
It is Super Bowl week. So the Eagles and the Chiefs tonight will have the big media extravaganza. Carl Sheffers will be there to throw flags on any bulletin board material that is given out. Just
you're ready for
everybody. Him. Prepare yourself. There's gonna be a lot of flags.
Opening night.
But the underdog actually has done well in games that Carl Sheffers has officiated.
So you're coming around. I'm
latching on to that. I'm also latching on that the Kansas City secondary will be able to slow down that offense or stop the run. Chris Jones will have another big game. Lots of storylines outside of the huge. We're gonna dig deeper. We'll get into that as the week rolls along. But with Super Bowl week, there'll be a lot of chatter about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Exhausting. Does it matter to anybody that Aaron Rodgers is under contract, a contract that he signed, less than a year ago that's going to pay him $60 million? Does that even matter?
No. Apparently not.
The Aaron Rodgers forever boy has probably said, yeah, you know what? I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's awful giddy when he talks about where he might play.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he had a big weekend, too.
Yeah, he won the amateur pro-am. So that will be a story. You're going to have LeBron tomorrow night probably break the all-time scoring record. He needs 36.
So you think it happens tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bad team they're playing.
And what's the storyline? Kyrie Irving. Even better is the pettiness of the Nets owner who knew that Kyrie wanted to go to Los Angeles. Instead, he traded him to Dallas. I love
good
the,
for him.
The NBA going NBA.
Yeah.
Later today, I think it's actually this morning. I have to go back through my email and see this press release as we welcome back into hour number three of a Monday edition of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. The governor of the state of Nebraska, former football player, I believe still the all-time leading rusher at Columbus Lakeview High School.
That sounds right.
Now the governor, Jim Pillen, is going to hold a press conference that is sports-related, or at least with a sports figure. In Lincoln, the governor and Tom Osborne are going to be holding a joint press conference today. They are going to announce a major mentoring initiative here in the state of Nebraska. And so I ask you, Mr. Hanley, of all the things that T.O. has done, and he's 85? That sound right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, coach is slowing down a little bit. His voice isn't as strong as it used to be. Mm-hmm. But whenever anybody sees him, it's still a, oh my gosh, there's Coach Osborne. But I was thinking, if you look at like the accomplishments of Tom Osborne as a Nebraskan, where does the founding and the success of the teammates program rank in his accomplishments as a Nebraskan?
I think so. Oh, gosh, I had to stop short for saying it is because it stood the test of time. But I would say right up there with his coaching staff. I would put it a very close second because of that impact. It's a big deal.
It's in the top three, definitely. Mm-hmm. So I think he's hit the hat trick of Tom Osborne, the Nebraskan.
Yep.
He had great success as a football coach, put Nebraska football where they're at currently after he – you know, it didn't take a step back from Devaney.
Right, right.
Then there is, this has to be on his list of accomplishments. He was the athletic director at Nebraska when Nebraska made the move to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
And then the founding of teammates has to be in the top three of the accomplishments of Tom Osborne as a Nebraskan.
And this
is just the growth of that organization.
This is where I think the Tom Osborne persona and his presence in this state goes beyond football. The reach and the ability to be I think, a home run probably earlier than what a lot of organizations when it comes to mentoring are when they're starting out. I think obviously his reputation in the football community and how much we embrace him as the head coach obviously helped. But this is where you go to even maybe the Nebraska citizen that is not fully dialed into Nebraska football on how this still impacts their life or potentially could impact their life on a highly positive level, where you might have a son or daughter that has been impacted by mentorship and everything that they've pushed into it, and then making it, you know, sort of a Midwestern approach too, where, you know, you'd always have T.O. and Bill Snyder kind of going head to head with that too, to get some of your colleagues involved on this and to make it something, again, that goes beyond just T.O. the football coach, T.O. the athletic director, even T.O. the politician. Like, this is something that impacts, or at least can impact any Nebraska citizen if they feel a need for mentorship, which we just saw Des Moines Adams not too long ago at the hockey game throwing down the puck.
Is he okay?
He's you know,
he slipped
what was
on the ice.
He fell on his butt. He fell on his back, which you never, when people, and many people have, and Des Moines is not the last. Usually you fall like face forward.
Yeah,
he fell on his back, but he's a tough dude. Handled it like a pro. But yeah, like, I mean, just seeing how they've been able to really make this thing what it is now and the structure of it, the organization of it. I've had a chance to work with a couple of events with teammates over the past decade, and it is. I mean, it's a well-oiled machine, but yeah, I think you have to appreciate that accomplishment and his impact on that right up there with so many things that, yeah, the value of the success the football program had under his watch, the Big Ten, you know, the monetary value for that as well, all those things are significant. But this, again, this to me goes beyond just the Nebraska football fan.
I wonder, and I imagine at the state capitol today, it's the news media that will be covering it. Will anybody ask him his thoughts on Ron Brown being retained, mm-hmm. on Matt Rhule's staff behind the scenes, yeah. and the role that he is taking on, which is kind of a mentoring role for mm-hmm. current football players? I'm curious to see what he thought about that. We know how Matt Rhule feels about T.O. So that's coming up today. That's kind of a big thing for everybody in that world, in the mentoring teammates throughout the state of Nebraska. All right, coming up next hour, Jacob Bigelow, Joel Lorenzi will join us. I also got another question from this weekend, because we are in a great, you know, the month of February is a little, eh. Jimmy's telling me today, I didn't like the clash at the Coliseum. You know, just every time I tuned in, there were yellows. I mean, they couldn't go three laps without somebody spinning out. I tuned in, and you had Cypress Hill, which was performing.
Nice.
Takes me back.
But you know what? If Cypress Hill is performing, maybe show some energy, media people, that where they had them. You know, had them in the end where they've got the torch.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like mostly media people there, and so like nobody was like getting into it. That's friggin' Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
And then Wiz Khalifa.
Does Cypress...
So you had Cypress Hill and Wiz Khalifa at the NASCAR clash at the Coliseum yesterday, the exhibition.
Cypress Hill get a... Well, let's say this. Where would Cypress Hill perform in Omaha right now if they were to perform in Omaha?
Waiting room.
Probably, yeah. But I think it'd be... I know people...
Not even Baxter?
Like, around our generation.
Oh, I would love them in like a smaller venue.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the waiting room. That's a good place to go see a show.
I think people in our generation would flock to it. I know I would. Cypress Hill was...
Hey.
And this goes even before the, you know, when Insane in the Brain was like... All the rage, like
stuck in my head now.
Some of the songs like before. It. Anybody ever see the movie Juice? Tupac in that one. Omar Epps. There was a good good jam in that one too. How Could I Just Kill a Man? Another great song. Cypress Hill is awesome. I'm just happy that they're still doing stuff.
Well, I'm also happy that, I don't know if you guys watched the Grammys last night, they did the tribute. Well, first let me say this. Those shows, whether it be the Grammys, the Tonys, the Oscars, the Emmys, mm-hmm. they all kind of run together. You're not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
You can only have so many times that Willie Nelson, at the age of 89, wins a Grammy, which is pretty amazing. Beyonce has now won 32. Do you know that? So as great of a career as Bey has had, do you know that I don't think she has ever won for album or record of the year?
That's surprising. That would, yeah, I would have assumed at least once.
Of all the, I mean, she's got 32 now, which is the all-time.
Wow.
And she looked spectacular last night. They made fun. They were late getting there. They got caught in traffic in L.A. You know, Ben Affleck looked like he'd rather be somewhere else. And I think he was kind of playing to the cameras. He's there with J-Lo. But every time they showed him, he looked miserable. Like he should have been, you know, working at the drive-thru.
At Dunkin', yeah. Got a big Super Bowl commercial.
But there, to do a tribute, so the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and speaking of Cypress Hill, the tribute last night was creative. The collaboration, the organization to pull that off was pretty amazing. And the hip-hop groups that they had, I mean, Queen Latifah was out there. You had Big Boy, Method Man. I mean, Busta was there. You had Flavor Flav. I mean, they were pulling people out. It was gold last night. And I thought that of all the shows that you watch and everything, again, kind of runs together. You know, everybody will have their funny moments. Mm-hmm. And I think those shows are hard to host, but Trevor Noah was really good. Their tribute to hip-hop was fantastic. And the different groups and individuals they had to come perform, man, I want to know the backstory of how they pulled that off, because that's the way to do a tribute. If you're going to do a tribute, and it's hip hop, and it's the 50th anniversary, and you have a laundry list of the great hip hop artists that are still with us, and you're able to roll most of them out, that was great. I mean, I'm glad I recorded. I'll go back and watch it today. So anybody that's in the hip hop world, if you did not see it last night, find your way to get there. Because it was a great, great tribute.
Think of the people left off the list, though, or that just weren't available. Like, I mean,
well, they brought they had Public Enemy,
right? I mean,
Salt and Pepper.
It's like when you thank people, you know, for an award or something, and there's just too many to name. Or you're like, I'm not gonna name names because I'm gonna leave someone off the list. Like, that's how I think of, you know, last night, though. When you think of all the people there, and you're like, oh, that's great. But then you also think, you know, so and so could have been there too. How about this? How about that?
Well, some have beefs.
Well, sure, yeah. And yeah, I get it. Sometimes the award shows are, you know, just not their cup of tea. But like, it was kind of the Super Bowl halftime show last year. I mean, that was, I would say this, I haven't anticipated a halftime performance like Snoop and Dre for, I can't remember the last time. Like, there's been some performances that they pulled off where I'm like, wow, that was really good. Like, I'll always talk about Bruno Mars is like, that was just awesome. And I wasn't a huge Bruno Mars fan, but like, that was legitimately a great performance. But for weeks, I could not wait to see like Snoop and Dre, just to see.
And it delivered.
Right. And Eminem, and to see all of them, and even Mary J. Blige, like to see all of them on stage and wondering what songs they were going to do, what they're going to pull off, what they're going to collaborate with. What, like, that was so exciting. So like last night, in kind of a way, you get, I don't know, five times more of the influences of hip hop in the last 50 years. It can only be big. The question is, who's going to be there and who unfortunately is going to be not on the list.
I was just sitting there enthralled. Grandmaster Flash.
I mean,
they went deep, and so it went 13 minutes, and it probably could have gone longer because there's always going to be some snubs, whether they have some beef and they didn't agree. You know, they were not going to agree to show up at the Grammys. But that was great work to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, it's
you
not.
Guys
and
just
it's,
reminded
it's just not
me
easy.
How much of a buzzkill Sunday's halftime show will be compared to last year. There's nobody that could top that.
Somebody was asking me, when was it?
Hey, by the way, our guy Chris Stapleton performed last night at the Grammys.
Did he?
Yeah, what a week for him.
Tuning up for Omaha, getting ready.
He was with Stevie Wonder.
Oh, nice. I missed that one.
And now I can't get it out of my head that every time I see Stevie Wonder, it's probably because a couple of guys that used to work at this radio station, this is their conspiracy theory that Stevie can see. So now every time I see Stevie Wonder, I'm like, can he really see? That's beside the point. But
well, okay,
but
so
Stevie Wonder performed, and Chris Stapleton was there with him.
I don't want to completely go off the beaten path, but while we're on this topic of Super Bowl X, what's your excitement level for Rihanna?
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything post Prince is a little bit of a letdown for me. And by the way, Lizzo, great acceptance speech last night. She went all in on her Minnesota ties in giving love to Prince. But anything, and Prince is, so that performance, which kind of, either good or bad that it was in the rain,
yeah,
is what, we're about 10 years ago?
16.
Yeah, no, that was the...
2007.
That was the Bears Colts one.
And I missed it. Thank goodness for
YouTube.
I
guess technically it was 07 is when the Super Bowl took place. But yeah, that was the 06 season. Mm-hmm.
So anything post-Prince at the Super Bowl has been a little bit of a letdown for me. We can't always have Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake.
For obvious reasons.
I missed that too. Notice a trend
I mean, here. Now Bruno Mars, I don't think Bruno Mars was like globally like wow. Like last year. Last year was great because that was very LA-ish. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always think that a Super Bowl should have a connection to the city they're in with their music. Mm-hmm. Like I was thinking, why in Miami do they not have anybody that's connected to Miami singing?
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
I mean, okay, you roll out Gloria Estefan.
You kind of did. When,
but you know what? A halftime act that I thought, I didn't think globally was as accepted, but I thought was really good, Bruno Mars.
It was fantastic.
Which one did he do? I mean,
it was Seattle, Denver, wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
If Prince was still with us, I mean, it would have been a slam dunk. He would have done the U.S. Bank Stadium Super Bowl.
Yeah,
probably.
He would have had to.
But in the rain, it was just
perfect. That was almost kind of like scripted eerily too well. Like, not saying his performance would have had less of an impact if it was actually like dry and beautiful out.
Do you think they ever give The Weeknd a do-over? Because he got stuck with the COVID
Super Bowl. Yeah. I hope they do at some point because it was interesting. I like The Weeknd, but you would think maybe. I don't know if it'll be anytime soon. Because in the following year, was that the J-Lo Shakira one?
No, that was the year before.
Oh, that was the year before?
Yeah, it was in Miami.
That's right. Yeah, never mind.
Year after, or that was last year.
I think they have to give The Weeknd a do-over. I mean, basically, it was cutouts that watched his performance, and they had to do stuff from the stands.
Yeah.
They couldn't be on the field.
Right.
Except for the end, and you remember he's running through...
the funhouse or whatever. Yeah, it was kind of odd.
He's coming back to Omaha, isn't he? You know, he was supposed to... So...
Was he supposed to in the COVID year?
Well, yeah, he was supposed to... He was supposed to open his tour in Omaha.
Okay. Got it all. That all just runs together.
I mean, everybody will watch halftime. I'm more curious to see who joins her because I don't think she's completely sold.
That's fair.
Well, yeah. And that's...
I mean, like last year. Last year, we knew that Snoop and Dre.
Yeah.
But we knew that they would have friends.
Yes.
And they
blew it out of the water. Last year was one of the best Super Bowl halftimes.
Well, remember the promos leading up, I think it was like a couple weeks out. You knew Eminem and Mary J. Blige were going to be there too because they kept showing them walking off the plane, LAX or whatever.
And that's a guy last night, by the way. I wonder why Eminem wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you think of the 50-year anniversary, a huge part of it. Huge.
Yeah, again, there's always going to be snubs when you do something like that.
And that's the thing. It's like I can only thank so many people before I start leaving people off the list. This is one you guys, if you disagree, you are in the majority here. Another one that I had zero expectations for, and this goes all the way back to a movie called 40-Year-Old Virgin. I thought Coldplay was actually pretty good. Take that for what you will. I thought Coldplay was actually fine.
Did not think that's where you were going.
I know. I think everybody went, well, it's Coldplay. What the hell? You know, I know you like... You know,
I'll be at the keg.
You like Coldplay. Like, I thought it was fine.
Not to be confused with the keg.
I thought it was good. Actually, I mean, it's not something that I would put up there in, like, my top 10 performances at the Super Bowl, but...
Right, you weren't starting a mosh pit in the living room.
No, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is awful. Oh, why are they doing this? Like JT's performance recently, and again, probably because I built it up too much.
Well, so you remember, it wasn't just JT and Janet. So P. Diddy and Kid Rock and Jessica Simpson and Nelly were all part of that halftime.
That's right. Yeah. Wow, you're taking me back time and place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the worst halftime show ever, I'll fight you all if you disagree, Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, God, yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
As I was talking about the Coldplay one, I was trying to think of like the worst one that I remember. Thank you. Yeah, that was bad.
I know exactly what you're talking about because that showed up on my memories today of what I see.
What you said about it?
Yeah, it says here, this year's halftime show was like if the Power Rangers formed a band and guest starred on Saved by the Bell.
So that was a rough day for Steeler fans because of the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The Black Eyed Peas were awful, and that was also the Super Bowl that Christina Aguilera butchered the national anthem.
Oh, was that the same one?
Yeah, in 2011.
And they had a crippling ice storm in the Metroplex, and they haven't had a Super Bowl since, even though you can get many 70-degree days down there.
A lot went wrong there. Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember the Christina Aguilera, which Super Bowl that was. Ooh. I saw Black Eyed Peas live.
I remember her at halftime. I think it was the Rams-Titans Super Bowl, which was also a terrible halftime show.
Just remember Fergie was crying. It was weird.
Well, we also once had a Super Bowl in 94 in which Tanya Tucker, Clint Black,
Rockin' Country Sunday,
and the Judds
yep.
were all performing.
The year after Michael Jackson, so good luck topping that.
That would have been a Cowboys Super Bowl,
that was
right?
The second one okay. against Buffalo. We switched the TV to the Butt Bowl, Beavis and Butthead counter-programming on MTV.
By the way, didn't they do it for 1 year, like not too long ago? They tried to bring the Butt Bowl back for just like one commercial. I'm almost positive they did. I feel like there's a generation that does not understand the Bud Bowl.
Oh, it was,
and they need to know.
Yeah, the Bud Bowl was what the Puppy Bowl is to a lot of people now. It was a huge deal that everyone could get behind.
It was freaking awesome.
Sometimes the Bud Bowl was better than the actual football game.
They'd have like the big like 40, like here comes the cooler. Oh God, that was great. Bud Bowl was awesome.
All right, 29 past the hour. Coming up in a half hour. Deep dive into our basketball hoop heads back to back, Jacob. And Joel, Nebraska, and Creighton, respectively. When we come back, I have a question about dynasties that does not have anything to do with the Kansas City Chiefs, so both of you guys can just back down.
I have no problem talking. Look,
take a step back.
I appreciate
it. I'm not talking about the Chiefs dynasty.
I really thought you were about to say dinosaurs. So
but I appreciate you trying to temper the whole Kansas City Chiefs talk because you're afraid it's going to come across as you being a homer.
Pace.
It's fine, man.
He's pacing himself.
It's only Monday. What are you? No, it's only Monday.
Aren't you going on the road this week, though? So you got 3 days to really get this in.
I'm
going to
be calling in periodically as a caller.
Gary is calling from Fargo.
We got Gary in Fargo. Gary in Grand Forks. All right.
Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.